Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Had the chance to spend some time at the recent Kentucky Cattlemen's Association convention a few days back and to get caught up with group staffer Allison Smith. Big picture, things are going fairly well with cattle producers.
The beef industry in the state of Kentucky has been wonderful. Of course, prices have been good for farmers and that always makes it a good year, but we still see pretty steady in regards to the growth of our herd in the state of Kentucky, but we hope that farmers will maybe start expanding their herd so that that way we can continue to grow. But the challenge that we do face nationwide, though, is we are really at a very low inventory rate, meaning that people are not necessarily expanding their herds, but rather, because the prices are good, selling.
Smith is director of marketing for the Kentucky Beef Council, the arm of the association that focuses on consumer education and awareness of beef as part of a healthy diet. To that end, she says they often work directly with retailers, here citing an example.
We have a great relationship with Kroger. That's our main retailer in the state of Kentucky, and we've done several things with them across the state, looking at the meat case, and a lot of it has to do with the training that we do with their meat managers. We've done a quite extensive set of trainings with their meat managers as they're moving to work on customer service, because they're the ones that will be able to answer that mom's question about how do I cook this or what should I buy if I'm having this kind of event.
We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit, a place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable, a place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
The Beef Council's Allison Smith says they're celebrating their I Heart Beef campaign because February is Heart Month. They're promoting a Valentine's celebration of a dinner out with a nice lean steak. That's featured on their website, kybeef.com, along with some important new research.
February is Heart Month, and so we obviously want to capitalize on that because beef in the past has maybe not had the best rapport with people thinking about how it affects their heart. But actually, we have a great research study that just came out, and it's called BOLD, and it's beef on an optimal lean diet. So that's what BOLD stands for. And it's a great study that is very in-depth. It talked about how beef fits into a heart-healthy diet. It actually shows how beef, if you consume it every day at least 4 ounces, helps in contributing to lowering cholesterol.
Check it out online at kybeef.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.